sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, doing this from Phoenix. And went to a meeting last night and met with the Minutemen. I've got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with how far Phoenix has come. They become active. There are people that are passing out and standing on street corners holding up Ron Paul signs. There are, I went to a meeting last night with the Minutemen, with the police officer, a police officer speaking, and talking about the bills that they've got. They're trying to allow the police officers to do their job to remove illegals from the street. Has my guest called in yet? Nicholas Perrin. Huh? No? Okay. Well, Nicholas Perrin is supposed to call in here. And I've... he's not in his office, so I couldn't get a hold of him. But he's supposed to call in. Let me know if he does. All right. Let me see here. Preparing, expecting my guest to call in, and evidently he's having a problem on that. So give me a second here. I had a little trouble getting online today, so we'll just kind of go across here. I'm considering, and I'm talking with a lot of the writers and a lot of the groups here in Phoenix. And people are, people are pretty excited about the Free American and about everything we're doing here. We'll see if we can get a hold of our guest here and be right back with you in just a few minutes. But you can always call in. If I don't get my guest, you can call in at 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Talking about, Don Goldwater was one of the people, and from the Goldwater Institute. That would be Barry Goldwater's son. I met him last night. And everybody kind of skirts around the issue. They talk about the illegals. And they talk, and certainly they're trying, it's a problem, and they're trying to deal with it. But, I think they're missing how severe the problem really is. And let me give you one article here that may express that. We are being moved into a gulag system. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, you know, they're behind walls. You don't know what's behind walls until you're put behind the walls. And, we've got $350 million worth of detention centers out there that are being used for illegals. Did you know that 42 states currently have laws allowing minors to receive life sentences without parole? There are 2,225 people serving life without parole in U.S. prisons for crimes committed before they were 18 years old. Some were as young as 13 when convicted of a crime. An estimated 59% of those child offenders received life without parole for their first criminal conviction. Defenders are 97% male, and 60% are African Americans. In 26 states, life without parole is a mandatory sentence for committing first-degree murder. 93% of youth offenders sentenced to life without parole are convicted of murder, but 26% are convicted of felony murder. This law makes any participant in a felony in a criminally responsible for the deaths that occurred during the time. In other words, 26% of the young people who received life without parole did not pull the trigger. Nationwide, black youths received life without parole sentences at a rate estimated to be 10 times greater than that of white youths. In California, black youths are 22.5% more likely to receive the sentence than a white youth. In Pennsylvania, Hispanic youths are 10 times more likely to receive the sentence than whites. At least 132 countries have rejected life without parole sentencing for youth, and the 13 countries outside of the United States, this means harsh punishment. All right, there's 13 countries outside of the United States retain this harsh punishment. There are only about a dozen individuals serving the sentence. And this article also points out there are 2.2 million people are in jails or prisons in the United States, with an additional 4.8 million that are on probation or parole. Nearly 70% are men of color. Almost all of them were from working class communities. The pretense of rehabilitation has been largely dropped from the prison system. In California, this word was simply deleted from the corrections department's mission statement. What that means, folks, is that they've turned these prisons into gulags, and these people, these 2.2 million, are working for the man. They're working for the corporations. They're working for the corporations. They're basically slave labor. And we, at those figures, we've got more people in prison than any country out there. Any country out there. Okay. This trend is not simply a vestige from an earlier era, this article says. The tendency to lock up young people is one that the U.S. capitalist state constantly reinforces and intensifies. In New York City, the Answer Coalition, it's Act Now to Stop War and End Racism, collected over 6,000 signatures demanding the charges against one teen, some who faced at least 22 years. Activists from other organizations conducted similar campaigns. Anyway, okay, I'm going to move on. There's a I spoke with the Ron Paul organizer yesterday, and we had lunch and talked, and a lot of people aren't aware of Ron Paul. A lot of people just don't think he's going to be able to win. And it's also amazing to me how many people out there are still pro-Bush. They're still pro-Bush. It's, and, but others, myself included, say he's more dangerous than Osama bin Laden. He's been condemned as a war maniac, called a moron by Canadian prime ministers, chief spokesman, or spokeswoman, ridiculed as the English patient for his struggles with language, and likened to Adolf Hitler. Of all the labels hung on George Bush, the hardest to shake may be the comparison with Hitler. The finding the clearest likeness between the two men lies in their use of emotionally induced hypnotism to plant in the mass consciousness an image of themselves as protectors of their subjects from threats to national security, both inside and outside the fatherland. In June 2003, an article written for the Nation about Bush's mastery of emotional language, especially negatively charged emotional language, clinical psychologist Brianna Brooks observed that Bush creates and maintains negative frameworks in his listeners' minds with a number of linguistic techniques borrowed from hypnosis and advertising to instill the image of a dark and evil world around us. You know, when he passed the Homeland Security thing, I told you that your chances of being killed by terrorists in America are about the same as the danger of being getting eaten by a great white shark in Phoenix. But Russell Drake, the author of this article called "Hypnotizing the Masses," says his subliminal messages to justify a religious war against evildoers are right out of Madison Avenue. Okay, who do we have? Okay, I have a real hard time hearing you, darling. I can just barely make out. Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Who we got? Tim? Okay. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the Free American Hour.
Are you talking to Jim or Kim?
Kim, I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. We got snow here in beautiful Ozark, in the Ozarks here in Arkansas this morning. It's so beautiful coming down. And so we're inside and we're listening to you this morning and enjoying the weather. And I just had a couple of comments, short comments. I'll let you get back to your show. From what I can understand and see and observe, it seems to me like the main difference between those who are supporting the status quo and those who have a real burning desire to change it, and that's why we're behind people like Dr. Paul, and that is they have not been exposed, I believe, to the truth. It's not that they're stupid. It's not that they're of the same character quality as you know, the president and so forth. I think it's just the difference in education and information. And I really feel like that if more people didn't give up and just took the time to perhaps adopt one single outlet of the mainstream media. For example, I don't have TV. I don't like TV, and I will not have TV. So I listen to radio.
All right, Jim, if you'll stay with me,
yes,
we got to take a break.
Will.
Stay with me, and because I want to talk about that. I'm not sure I agree with you. I think that they may be dumb, but they may be just dumbed down. So hold
okay.
on. We'll, talk with you more after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Things. I've got a film out called the Chemtrails, and I had just done a story on chemtrails. Had a picture of the checkerboard patterns on the cover of the magazine, and I was in Phoenix, and I was at a flea market, and I had the magazines all laid out, spread out, showing the spraying. And they started spraying at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was sitting up and I was watching it. And so when people come by, I say, now this issue of the magazine is about what's happening right above your heads right now. Right now. It's happening right now. They're spraying, and by noon, you couldn't tell they'd been spraying because the chemtrails had spread and spread. And, so we had an overcast day in Phoenix in a summer day when it was beautiful out. And I could not get one person out of all the people walking by in the flea market to look up and see what was happening.
Yes, that is, well, you would think that at least there would be some curiosity.
Yeah, this is happening right now. Look up, look up, look up. And nobody would look up. And one woman must have muttered that, that's propaganda. No, ma'am, the paper that you got this morning, it's called...
Has the chemtrail issue been demonized in the mainstream media? I haven't seen that, but I'm asking you if you've seen that.
Who's been demonized?
Has the chemtrail issue been demonized? Has it been poo-pooed and so forth in the mainstream
media?
No,
it's actually just been ignored.
Ignored.
Just been ignored. Kind of like they're doing with Ron Paul on Fox.
Sure. Okay. So
but,
you would think that if they hadn't heard of it, because it's been ignored and not talked about, that at least there would be some curiosity.
Well, they say there's no chemtrails. It's just a contrail. It's just a contrail. But contrails don't last and don't spread out and don't make a little sticky film on your car.
Right.
But people ignore the facts, and that's what they're doing with Bush. I mean, think about 9/11. We had two people on the streets, maybe two people on the streets, that were interviewed, and they were just there for the interview, evidently. Well, yeah, and they turned into experts. Oh yes, the plane just crashed into the building, and then the buildings fell because of the fire, because of the heat from the fire. They just fell over that way. No, they didn't. No skyscraper in history has ever fallen over fire. They were exploded. And you can, you know, if you've got eyewitnesses there, and we've seen the films, you know, you can see the explosives coming down. So the American people just ignored all that and bought into what Bush said. Now, is that, you know, and then you get the people that say somehow Ron Paul.
We've seen that attitude up and all the way up and down the line, going from the common person all the way up to the very top. So I think that what we're dealing with here is a mixture of wanting to ignore it, and why, and that, of course, has got a lot to do with fear and having your world turned upside down and so on and so forth, and wanting to, you know, keep things normal so life doesn't happen.
You know, they wanted to point the finger and blame the Arabs, the Muslims, for and paint them as terrorists and blame them for this. But it was the Israelis that were high-fiving over New Jersey, filming the whole thing, and pretty thrilled about bringing the building down. So we and I think I talked about this yesterday, they pointed the finger at the Arabs because somebody found an Arab passport that evidently must have been made of... some superior material because it didn't burn up in the plane crash.
Right.
There was a rental car, too, that had flight manuals in Arabic.
Yeah.
I don't know where they would have got those for our planes, but the whole thing was staged, and the finger pointed at the Muslims because somebody wanted us to go to war with them. And they did the same thing in World War II. And, the Jews declared war on Germans and Germany. And Hitler responded to counter some of the propaganda. But we're painting them as the bad guys here. And the same thing's happening right now with the American people, and they're ignoring the likeness on this, but I'll talk more about this. I appreciate your call, Jim. We'll be right back. And, hey, phone lines will be open. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
If you want to call in, I don't know. I think that's a good subject. Are the American people stupid? Are they ignorant? Are they? They don't want to know the truth. I've had people throw the magazine back at me because I said something about 9/11 hijackers and not being necessarily Arab terrorists. They don't confuse me with the facts. I have my mind made up. My number here is 800-313-9443. And, I've mentioned part of the problem being television. We're being fed the whole line, well, you know, those Palestinians are terrorists. Palestinians are people forced out of their homes, forced off their land, fenced in, kept away from their fields that have been in their family for generations. Well, they're stopped at checkpoints, they're kept from medical care, and they've been starved out by food. And when they fight back, the only way they can, with bodies or bombs, suddenly, they're the terrorists. And the Israelis are the good guys. This is part of the what we're talking about right here. And the writer of says that in this he installs an image of a dark and evil world around us. His subliminal messages, and we're talking about Bush here, to justify religious war against evildoers are right out of Madison Avenue. Now, writing in the New Yorker of July 12th and 19th, David Greenberg tells how Bush screenwriter Michael Gerson, himself an evangelical, laces the president's addresses with seemingly innocuous terms that the devout recognize as laden with meaning. Whirlwind, work of mercy, safety, safely home, wonder-working power. Aspiring political hypnotist would do well to study Hitler as an introduction to Bush. Without in any way straining language, we can truthfully say that Hitler was one of the great hypnotists of all time, says George Estabrooks. In hypnotism, Dr. Estabrooks was chairman of Colgate College Psychology Department, taught the school from 1927 to 1964. The efficiency of the truly national leader consists primarily in preventing the division of the attention of the people and always in concentrating it on a single enemy. Hitler said that in Mein Kampf, and isn't that exactly what Bush did in demonizing Saddam? Bush could just as easily have said it. Having lost public focus on Osama bin Laden by his inability to capture the article says wildly, I say dead, 9/11 bomber, he found it not just convenient, but necessary to replace bin Laden with Saddam Hussein as a new single enemy strategy inherited from the first President Bush, who damned Hussein as worse than Hitler in the run-up to Desert Storm, the first Iraq war. On the eve of war in early October of 1990, ex-President Ronald Reagan picked up the beat before a crowd of Houston Republicans, denouncing his former Iraq ally as a reincarnation of Hitler. Depicting Saddam Hussein as an evil man made it easier to justify U.S. involvement in the Persian Gulf War. Psychology is an important part of any war strategy. From Introduction to Psychology, a textbook by Mark Garrison, Kentucky State University, if demonizing Saddam was the effective strategy in the first Gulf War, the current administration worked wonders with it, with a little help from people like 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney, and Bill Clinton on the David Letterman show, who on September 11, 2002, called Saddam a threat, a murderer, and a thug, while endorsing his removal. But, you know, Saddam might have been all those things. Sure could have. But I've seen so many films of Saddam Hussein standing on the balcony of one of his palaces, a shotgun in his hand, firing a shotgun. Well, a crowd of 10,000 Iraqis were below him, all armed with automatic weapons. And if he was such an evil dictator, you'd think one of them might have shot him. They didn't. Think George Bush would get up in front of a crowd of armed militias or hunters or NRA members? No. Everybody would be disarmed. And I've also told you that they want you to be afraid. So they do that. So this writer says, in search of support for the shaky weapons of mass destruction charges against Saddam, Bush found the torture issue and put it on the front burner of his January 2003 State of the Union address. This dictator, who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons, has already used them on whole villages, leaving thousands of his own citizens dead, blind, or disfigured. Iraqi refugees tell us how forced confessions are obtained by torturing children while their parents are made to watch. International human rights groups have catalogs of other methods used in the torture chambers of Iraq. Electric shock, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues and cape. Bush went on to urge Americans to come together in an orgy of fear-induced self-hypnosis by mentally imaging the dreadful prospect of an Iraqi-sponsored terrorist attacking the U.S. and tried it again to link the Iraqi leader to the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers. Imagine those 19 hijackers with other weapons and other plans. This time, armed by Saddam, we'll do everything in our power to make sure that day never comes. If Saddam had not existed, Bush would have invented him. And think about that. Now we're using waterboarding. We are torturing people. We are putting people in prison. We're drugging them. My God, we're drugging Billy Miller. And depict Saddam as being a Hitler-esque. Bush is more Hitler-esque than anyone out there. And by saying that, it's possible that, like the man that saved our state in California, he's been arrested and held for something he said on the internet. And he's been called a domestic terrorist. If you compare Bush to Hitler, and no matter how many facts that you have, are you a domestic terrorist? And that's what they want to do. They also want to create the fear in you. Oh, that's what 1955 and 1959 is about, Senate Bill 1959. Are you... Maybe if you meet Clay Douglas, you could be a domestic terrorist, too. That's what they did, Jose Padilla. They gave him 17 years for meeting somebody in a foreign country. And all they got to do is say, well, he met with a terrorist. Prove it. They can't. But they can use the fear to induce it. My number here is 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from you. And, well, he couldn't do this without the help of the press. So, with the skillful use of fear hypnosis, Bush not only gulled the public, but played a credulous press like a Steinway baby grand. The establishment press fell in behind Bush almost to a man in endorsing his war aims against Iraq. Okay. Richard? Hello, Richard.
Hello, Clay.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
About half of this country is dependent financially on the government.
Well, there's certainly we got 30 million illegal aliens that are certainly dependent on the welfare.
Yeah. Well, anyway, when people are afraid of losing their government job or losing their pension or whatever, they tend to be very respectful of the government, and they will respect even the most absurd explanations, and they will overlook obvious lies because they desperately want to hold on to their jobs. And they have every white man has a nightmare where you go home to your wife and you say, I lost my job. And the wife says, why? Why did you lose your job? Oh. And you got to explain it. And then your wife gets to screaming at you. And then it's divorce time. And we're all afraid that we'll never get another job as good as this wonderful government job we've got. Afraid we'll lose our pension. And I think that goes through the minds of a lot of these young men that are headed off to Iraq. They know it's all a big lie. They know they're going to be killing the innocent. But they rationalize, they think, well, if I didn't do it, somebody else would. And I desperately need this college education. I need this job. I don't know what else I can do.
Well, you've certainly got a point there, but I saw that on my way out here. I stopped by some. Half a dozen border patrol cars. They passed me, and I followed them. Kicked up the speed a little bit. Followed them to a service station where they were gassing up. And I saw that everybody got the story on Nacho Ramos, the Border Patrol agent, that I had in the last issue of Free American. And I asked him, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about Homeland Security betraying one of your own? We can't talk about it. We can't discuss that with you. Again, their jobs were at stake. So you're right about that. You're right about that. But it has to be more than this. You know, I volunteered for Vietnam. And that was just as unjust a war as the one in Iraq. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. They didn't do anything. The Vietnamese were not a threat to America. If they were ever a threat to America, we sure got enough of them in L.A. right now, don't we? But, you know, once I was through training and started thinking, you know, I realized that. I don't believe our sons and daughters are volunteering for Iraq without the, I think they know that it's an unjust war. I don't think they're just volunteering to go over there to kill innocent people. But I think they're being forced to go over there to get them out of America. It's like the one soldier said on my show the other day, I played a statement, that, you know, I was sent over there to protect the borders in Kosovo. Why can't I protect the borders in my own country? But the people are being deluded. They're being, as this article says, they're basically being hypnotized.
And bought out.
Programmed. You know, they don't call it programming on television for nothing. And the press is playing in behind it. That's the article says here that the establishment press fell in behind Bush almost to a man, endorsing his war aims against Iraq. And that blind process is amply documented by reporter Chris Mooney in his April 2004 issue, Columbia and Journalism Review, L.A. Times and New York Times, a weekly descent from war, without U.N. approval, but rolled over when Bush went ahead anyway. So, you know, we're led into war. 934 lies have been documented that Bush told to get us into this war. And we're still there. And Cheney said we'd keep them there. Or McCain, maybe it was McCain, said, we'll keep them there for 100 years. Which is not beyond the pale of possibility, because how long have we had troops in North Korea or South Korea?
We don't know. I've talked to Larry Pratt, and he doesn't know what percentage of Americans are prohibited from owning a firearm. Apparently nobody knows.
Well, they're going to try to get more of us. That's Veterans Disarmament Act.
And they don't know the
Listen,
percentage.
I appreciate your call, sir.
Yeah.
We'll open up phone lines. We'll take your call. We got about 10 more minutes here. 800-313-9.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Again, the number here, if you want to get the last word in, is 800-313-9443. This article, I think, points out what's really happening here. And we know, I've told you about Edward Bernays, who Freud's nephew, who pretty much patented and implemented the mass hypnotism, making it okay and cool for women to smoke, probably for women to wear pants, and a number of other things. The hypnosis is contagious. The demonization of Saddam spread like germs. The mob leader will count on emotional contagion. Emotions are far more contagious than measles. The fact that emotional contagion was very important to Hitler, said Esterbrook. Emotional statements by hypnotic leader Evers are burned into receptive subconscious minds with the permanence of an image engraved on a photographic negative. To be hypnotized by one such as Bush is to be branded with his ideology and to bend to his will as he so desires. And this is true of anyone drawn uncritically to any leader or dominant figure, be it Bush, Clinton, Hitler, Churchill, Reagan, or FDR. The difference in the degree of hypnotically induced allegiance depends on the skill of the hypnotist and the suggestibility of the subject. And if you've been a TV watcher for 40 years, you are already credulous. You are in the group mind first established, first published in 1920 by Putnam, author William McDougall said, it's well recognized that almost any emotional excitement increases the suggestibility of the individuality and of the individual through the explanation of the fact remains obscure. I mean, I witnessed that in the restaurant. The guy threw the free American back at me, threw the truth away, and just simply didn't care about the facts. By putting the horror mask on Saddam, by petrifying U.S. citizens with tales of Saddam's gases and torture chambers and terrorist connections, Bush dusted off and refined an old Hitler trick. The one means that wins the earliest victory over reason, terror, and force, said Hitler in Mein Kampf. You know, folks, if you think about Mein Kampf being pretty much banned in America, along with the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. You're not going to read that Hitler crap. Well, if you don't know what somebody uses, what the techniques they use, the mind control ways that attempts that they use, how are you going to counter it? It makes you more subject. So why did Bush go to Americans to win war by hypnotism? The answer seems to be that from day one, he intended the chaos of crisis and war to put in place a domestic agenda that he knew stood little chance of succeeding in peace. They won't. Permanent war. I'm Clay Douglas. My number is, well, it's 888-678-1444. You can get my cell number there. Send me an email. Send some money. Make a donation. We can certainly use the help. FreeAmerican.com. With